Recorded Books presents Born of Gilded Mountains by Amanda Dykes. Narrated by Sandy Rustin. Prologue. Mercy Peak Gulch, Colorado. San Juan Mountain Range of the Rockies. 1894. Blood moons were made for pact swearing. Four boys orbiting 10 years old knew it, and so did the mountains, standing witness. They were an unlikely group, but life up here did that. Remote and rugged, so beautiful, it'd cut you to the quick just as sure as the peaks sliced the air and brought down the heavens in the form of stars and storms. Silas Bright led the charge, tonight and always. He was the one rapping on doors, throwing pebbles at windows, rallying troops. Short in stature, but he moved worlds, Silas did, with a heart bigger than the sky. Martin Shaw had come west on an orphan train. Its chuff, chuff, chuff had rattled into his spine for so many miles it got caught there for the rest of his life, till everything he did had rhythm and drive. He jumped off that train in the Rockies and ran for the hills, prospecting, digging, working odd jobs until someone lassoed him up into school. Reuben Murdoch was the quiet one. Still waters run deep, they say. And for Reuben, it was God's honest truth. Kind and sincere, a gentle giant, whose little sister toddled after him like a shadow. Randolph Gilman was a tall, lean, walking ledger of calculations. He had an affinity for logic in a world that made no sense most times. Head and shoulders above the rest, Randolph could cut a course out of granite, given enough time and numbers. Those Blood Moon boys ran with everything they had, Silas whooping when they reached the top of the butte. Dust flew up at their heels as they stopped on the precipice of something so great they could feel it beating in the air. They lit a fire to seal their promise, there on the edge of forever. "Swear it," Martin Shaw said, hands on his knees as he caught his breath. "Any of us finds treasure out here in these mountains, we all get behind that man. None of this backstabbing, money-grabbing, no good." "Crying crayfish, Marty," said Silas Bright. "That book got you worked up good." The teacher had been reading Treasure Island to them at school, and Martin had piped up nearly every chapter with questions about why people were turning on one another, why maps were the cause of so many problems, why treasure seemed like something good but turned so many to poison. Why this, why that, why such things happened around here, too. "We'll use what we find for good, and we won't get all rotten, and we'll take good care of any claim we find, that's all I'm saying. We should swear it, and quick." He eyed the moon. It'd be a plain old white moon again soon, and then who knew what had happened to pacts sworn under it. "And we'll sign it in writing, too." "I think it's a good idea." Reuben Murdoch scuffed his foot, words falling quiet to the earth as his often did. "I don't have the smarts for a plan, but you can count on me." He shrugged a shoulder, the burlap sack slung over it, bobbing the neck of an instrument upward. He set the sack down, brought out a guitar, retreated to where the glow of the fire barely touched him, and summoned notes from steel. "We're the future of these mountains, boys," Martin said. The vision was rising up within him. "You see all those people leaving in droves? We won't leave. These mountains raised us, and we're going to raise these mountains up from this silver slump. But when we get our hands on something good, it ain't going to ruin us. Not like what we've seen around, and not like that wretched old book."
"We can't raise the mountains."
Randolph Gilman, literal to his very bones, tried to make the words add up. "That's not what I meant. In all this mess with the silver crash, if we can stick it out, boys, 5, 10 years from now, we'll see this place right."
"In 5 or 10 years, we'll be about,"
Randolph calculated lightning quick,
15 or 20. "Do you see any 15-year-old sheriffs or superintendents around?"
He scratched his head through impeccably combed dark hair.
"Well, you won't, that's for sure," said Martin,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?